Shalom, shalom, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our continuing learning in the Sefer B'nei Machshava Tova of the Piyazetzner Rebbe. We last went through the Mataras HaChevra, the goals of this particular Sefer, and the creation of these Chaburas, and most specifically this Chabura that we're creating here. And now we're going to continue diving in on page 8 with the Seder Toichen HaChevra. What is the Toichen? What is the content or the substance of this chevra, and how are we supposed to shape that, and how are we supposed to allow that to shape us? Here we go, diving in on page 8 in our sefer. Chavrasenu eino chevra kedei lahoisiv koyach lihisarev v'inyanei medina ukehila. That this chevra that we're in, this group of people, is not created to add power to any of the individuals in the group, or, God forbid, to meddle with the inner workings of the state or with the community, with politics, whether it's with specific intentions or even by-the-way intentions, indirect intentions. Dealing with politics of the community is not something that this chabura, that this group of people, is interested in meddling with. Because our tachlis, our purpose for putting this group of people together, is to live an elevated life. The terms of the Sefer seem to be saying physically elevated. We know we're not talking about levitating, although maybe for some of us it is, but for most of us, we're talking about spiritually living in an elevated manner, living one step above the realms of the earth. Sha'ono v'hama'ono, we're talking about the tumult, the multitude, the distractions of the physical world. L'chein, ein chavroseinu chever l'chalek kibudim shel mi barosh, mi ba'acharav. The purpose of our chevra is not to be handing out kibudim, honorifics, not to say you're going to sit in the front and you're going to sit in the back and you're going to get this particular aliyah and you're going to have this honor. That's not what this is about. Ki yisod chavroseinu hu shiflus v'his romamus. That the foundation of our group is specifically about shiflus, about a servitude and a downtroddenness and an elevation. What exactly does that mean? Because those are contradictory terms. Shiflus etzem aguf, in regards to the guf, in regards to the body, that this level of servitude should be exclusively that of the body and serving the Almighty. And when it comes to the nefesh, there's a hisromamus, there's an elevation, kedushasam, uvamakam hisgalas hakedusha, ein makam kibudim lusrarus, that in a place where there's this revelation of holiness, there is no space for specific kibudim. There's no place to say, I'm offended because I didn't get this particular aliyah, or I'm offended because I didn't get this particular role on regional, or I'm offended or I'm upset. But rather, we're all here. We're all in it to win it for this ultimate goal of elevated living. It's not about comparing and contrasting and being upset, but rather, how can we as a group live on a more elevated plane? Oz base, number 2. V'chein, and similarly, Anu Masnaim Basnai Kafel. The Rebbe wants to warn us a double condition. Shelo Targum Chaz V'Shalom Chavroseinu Shum His Gavlus Atzmis Upirud Sh'ar Yisrael She'enim B'Chavroseinu. Additionally, part of joining this Chabura is not to separate us from the rest of the Jewish people. We should not develop any sort of ego and start to say, oh, that person's not part of our Chevra, so therefore they are lower, and I am therefore higher. When it comes to us becoming bigger people, we have to be very clear and cautious of this Rebbe's double warning, where he's letting us know that building ourselves should not, God forbid, be predicated on pushing someone else down. In fact, Adarabba, Reishis Yisod Chavaroseinu, Hu Avas Yisrov, Avas Chaverim, Be'oifen V'yoser Chazak. That in fact, just the opposite is true. That the foundation of this Chevra, of this group of people, us, the people learning and growing together right now, is predicated on Avas Yisrael, on the love of our fellow Jew, whether they're part of our Chevra or not, whether they're part of an aggressive, growth-minded community or not. And in every single way, it should be strengthening the Midah of Avas Yisrael. Mashal, he gives an example, the Sreifa Be'ir, O Chever Mechabe Eish, the Chabois, Lahatzil, V'Emtzayim, Shemis Ayim, L'daitam, V'Luravacham. The Rebbe brings an example of a fire in the city, and the first people who come to put out the fire with all of their knowledge and know-how is, you guessed it, the firefighters. They've trained, they know the actions and the hows and whats of putting out a fire, and will definitely be most successful in getting rid of the flames. Ha'im bishvil zeh, yishanu v'nisrachaku mishar b'nei ha'ir, gam ken matzilin mechabdim kol echad kfi echalto. after the fire department shows up, you also have other people who live in the city who are coming to put out the fire in whatever way that they're able to. You have one guy with a bucket and one guy with a water gun and one guy who's kicking dirt, and everyone is attempting to put out the flames in whatever way they personally are able to. Hatachlis hi achas lekulam. Everyone has the same goal in mind. Lechabos v'lahatzil hanefashos hanunzaos v'lahave esh. To put out the fire and to save the people who are inside those flames. Rak kol echad matzil kfiyam tzao. That every person will do whatever he's able to do according to his means. V'chevra yosem mitzlicha b'zeh. And the chevra, meaning the fire department, they're for sure going to be most successful. That which you can accomplish with a group is by definition greater than that which you can accomplish by the individual. When you work together, you can achieve more. There is no question that the firefighters who train and are ready for this will put out the fire a lot faster than a few individuals running around with buckets trying to do their best. The metaphor that the Piazetzner Rebbe set up is super clear. Our chevra is about strength. Our chevra is about building the future. Our chevra is about putting out metaphoric fires. Do we look down on another person? No. Are other people trying to do the best that they can and we're not going to judge them? Chas v'shalom. We're going to love them? Yes. Can we do more as a chevra? Absolutely. Lechen gam anu. Therefore, so to us. That all of us who are worried and bothered constantly with the following statement, Sov kol sov ma yiyei madi. In the end of the day, what's going to be with me? Are we concerned about our own growth and our own trajectories? People who are concerned will join this chevra. Are we going to be part of the solution? Are we going to be part of that ultimate savior of the world? Is that going to be us? Are we concerned? Does this bother us? Does it bother me that my actions should be making a better world or not? If it does, this is the chevra for you. Yom v'yom ani mishtotek liyos karov l'Hashem b'chol machshava dibur ma'isa. That every single day I'm longing to be closer to Hashem, to actively be growing in my thoughts, speech, and action. That at least I shouldn't be a person that's far from Hashem, that's literally thrown into the abyss, into the pits of nothingness. This language is very harif, it's very sharp. The Rebbe is not mincing words. He's letting you know this chevra is not for everyone. It is for people who know that they need a push. When you have a tremendous tzaddik, like the Piazetzner Rebbe, Zchuso Yagen Eleinu, Hashem Yimkom Damo, he can push us in ways that are appropriate for our growth, and not, God forbid, to push us down. Umikol makom b'chol yom v'yom ani biyadi shoiver es haratzon hazeh shel atzmi. That every single day, I'm breaking this ratzon, this desire that I even have myself. Meaning, I want to grow, I want to learn, and unfortunately, I find myself in places that are not helping my cause. Ve'enani mamtin ad shiyashlich Hashem oisi ma'al panav chas v'shalom. And I'm not even waiting for Hashem to throw me off. Rak ba'atzmi mashlich ani azatzmi el makomos lo yadum tohum uvohum ben chamra yisanu ul'kalba. That I'm ending up in places that are not positive. Those are three particular animals of donkeys and mules and dogs, and these are negative places. The physicality, the chamor, particularly the donkey, is often used in regards to chomer, physicality, and letting us know that these places are for animals and animalistic actions, and not, God forbid, for the holiness that is a Jew. We have an obligation to check ourselves, to check our actions. Is what I'm doing animalistic, or is it elevated? As we said before, our whole purpose is to live in an elevated way, to live a psia achas, one step above the world. And what is our purpose? These are the types of questions that people in the Chabura, in our Chabura, need to be asking ourselves. What is our purpose in this world? What's going to be with me? Are my actions helping to save the world, or are they, God forbid, not? And people that are concerned about this, people that are worried about this, are people that should be part of this Chevra. Yemeinu v'shenoseinu v'toich kach oivrim v'oinev yagun v'ashem kinikra el yoim achron rak az nakitz. That the days and the years will pass by, and we soon will approach the final days, And we're going to have to be hit on the heart a little bit, and we're going to call out, "Oi, what did we do?" The end of the days are going to come, and we're going to say, how did I end up in this disgusting place? Literally, disgusting. And the words he uses, chaticha shel nevela, that were literally a piece of treif. These are very, very strong words from the Rebbe. V'goyel nefesh, an abomination of the soul. These are not great things. Rutsanias machshavos v'taivos nemuchos shekoitza nafshi atabahem v'stam shtuyos v'havalim maloyez nafshi tamid. That I spent so much time running after things that were not going to help save the world, things that were not part of the concern of spiritual growth or helping the world or any of these loftier ideas that will allow us to live an elevated plane, but rather, stam shtuyos v'havalim, wasted time. We spent so much time running after wasted time, and now that I realize it, I have to make a change. They're pulling me out of this holy world. Kedushas Hashem, Hashlachti Oisi El Tahoim V'Zuhuma Uvkior. That I've come to the realization that some of my choices in life have thrown myself out of the holiness of Hashem and into the polluted and ugly world. V'kevon shekol echad meotanu daigazu michrasem es tamid es libo u'minaker es mocho. That each one of us has a worry and literally is a chewing at our hearts and a pecking at our minds. That there has to be something more, that this chevra is going to find that next step. We're going to push ourselves to make the world a brighter place. V'hu doeg v'nenach, that we are worried and that we're crexing over this. Oi, we're really feeling it. It's a real thing. U'trufa l'libu ha'shevra ena maitzi. And that we haven't yet been able to find that medicine for the heart to be able to build people in this way. L'zois hizchavarnu yachad limso emtsoim mat'imim l'nemuche ruach kamaynai. So it's for this, because of this, we're coming together and we're going to try to build. We're going to come together and try to work on these ideas that we're concerned about. We're all going to come together and we're going to work together to try to search to come closer to that one true God. And please God, Hashem should help us with this and not just let us waste our days with lowly things. V'nizke le'yachad es levavenu le'echad l'chasois b'tzel shakai v'gam be'odenu b'olam hazeh. And please God, we should merit to be able to do this together, for our hearts together, and to be covered in the holy shade of Hashem, and to be able to really maximize this world that we're living in today. Looking forward to continuing with Os Gimel next time. Wishing everyone a beautiful day.